You're listening to Our Time Is Up, an audio drama starring
Lady Juanita Bone,
Josiah Patton,
and Aaron Anderson. This drama was written, performed, and produced in the year 2014, without the knowledge of the two main actors. The voice of Helen was drawn from a 7-hour oral history interview with the late Juanita Bowman, who died in the year 2000 at the age of 99. Juanita's interview was recorded on magnetic tape in 1980 and later digitized and posted online as part of Cal State Long Beach's Virtual Oral History Archive. And playing opposite Helen is her husband, Jake, whose voice was composed from a 2.5-hour oral interview that I conducted with my grandfather, Josiah Patton, in 2006, 3 years before his death. With the exception of my own role as Jake and Helen's marriage counselor, this drama is made entirely of words actually spoken by Josiah and Juanita. Words spoken in their own voices, about their own lives, for the purposes of historical preservation. But, in the context of this project, these words and voices have been disarticulated, recombined, and reperformed with the aid of digital audio software, such that they no longer faithfully represent, or even aspire to represent, the stories or emotions or intentions of their speakers. But, of course, these stories and emotions and intentions can't help but seep through to the surface in this drama that could not exist without them. I'm deeply grateful to Juanita and Josiah, my collaborators on this project, whose voices, in death, brought this story to life. And now, our time is up. March 11th, Jake and Helen McCleary.
We're a little bit late again.
Well, not very much.
Jake, we were supposed to be here by 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I told you we didn't have time. We stopped and got a hamburger on the way out.
Look, Helen, you're right. Okay?
Don't worry about it. It happens.
I'm just sorry. We're having a little difficulty about the same old thing.
Oh, my God.
Really, it's fine.
It was a dumb...
Let's just calm down and take a deep breath.
Well, I just felt bad getting here late, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always got places early before.
Have a seat. Let's talk about why you're here.
Well, how would you explain it?
Your human nature's funny thing, if you ask me.
March 18th, Jake and Helen McCleary.
I miss those morning, Tuesday morning breakfast. We used to have he made me ham and eggs, toast, coffee. It was an awful cooking. So bad.
Oh, man.
And,
you could chew it for hours.
Well, I was afraid to eat anything, you know. But I wasn't going to tell him. He was so proud of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there was nothing to be proud of.
Well, anyway, he comes over and he asked me one time, and he says,
And I said,
okay,
would you like another one of those coffees? And she says, no, thanks. That's not exactly the way I like it. And I said, yes. Yes, it is. And she looked at me. She said, thank you. I never drink on an empty stomach. I was flabbergasted.
Oh, God.
And I said,
He said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, I told the truth about it.
Oh, yes, I guess.
I said, well, Jake, you're cooking. In a way, I appreciate it. But it's like a rock, you see.
Oh, man.
It don't go down that fast.
That was awful. So, anyway.
Well, he began to almost cry over it.
Helen.
Oh, yeah. He was that angry. He began to shake and began to cry.
Helen, that really has absolutely no...
He was,
No
Oh, he was a mama's boy. He's always wanting something, all the time,
This is a...
Helen, it seems
and
like...
Helen, you used to make fun of him because
Helen.
You couldn't...
Boy, only take about 10 hours to get her to stop.
What did you say?
I said, stop, okay?
Okay, let's both stop and take a look at what's happening here. It seems to me that a minute ago you were sharing a nice memory and enjoying each other.
Yeah, until the war broke out.
Well, I didn't do anything.
You've got...
And you tell me shut my mouth.
Helen, you have to have some...
Everything has to have an argument.
Hang on a minute. Let's just...
You had too much of a temper.
Okay.
Would you like us to stop?
Yes, let's take a step back. Thank you. There's clearly something going on here that we need to talk about. Jake? Why don't you start by explaining to Helen what's bothering you?
Well, what you do, the way you judge me and cut me down that really ticks me off.
Did you hear that, Helen?
Well, I was just trying to joke with you.
I do not like to be
called. Other people could joke and say anything, but I never could joke with you.
Helen.
You'd get so angry.
Helen, hang on a minute. Take a look at your husband.
I can't...
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Well, Helen, Jake looks pretty hurt right now. Can you imagine why he might feel that way?
I don't know. He used to be as jolly as anybody.
The tools of ignorance.
But that was before he drank so much.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He's
a whiner.
All right, let's just...
Then why are you ashamed of
him? We're not going to do this anymore.
Well, I could tell her many a thing, but I didn't.
You know... Our time is almost up today, and
psychology is wonderful.
I'm not sure this is a really good time to bring up a new topic, so I'm going to suggest that we just stop here and think about what it is we can take away from this session today. Jake, do you want to start us off?
I don't really know. It's just a personality clash that's very unpleasant.
So what do you think we need to work on here?
I don't think we work like some people do, you know. I'm not sure there's anything we can do about it.
March 25th. Jake and Helen McCleary.
Her name was Gladys Hamilton. And... Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, told me that.
I just... I don't know what happened. I guess... Yeah, I was feeling confused.
Okay, I can see that this is really painful for both of you. Jake, can I ask, just so we're all clear, are we talking about an affair here?
Yes. I guess that's it.
And what is it exactly that you'd like your wife to know?
Well, just that I feel sorry for what I did, whatever it was. It was wrong. I was wrong, and I'm willing to accept the consequences.
Thank you, Jake. Helen, how do you feel hearing this?
I hardly know what to say. You can imagine when the time comes, but you never know. It's one of those things you never know. Mm-hmm. Whatever I've done, well, I always try to treat him right, you know. True to him, I loved him and everything, so... I can't understand why... That's one of the worst things you could do.
I know, Helen.
You think you get anything you want?
No, I don't really...
Just go out with anybody?
No.
Well, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I didn't believe in it. that I couldn't control.
Look, it wasn't right. I realize that, but I'm a decent person, and I love you.
Can you look at your wife when you say that?
Helen, I hope you know that.
You know what love is.
Yeah, I do. I just...
I'd like to go home.
What? Well, you just...
I said I want to go home.
Yes, I understand. It sounds like it might be a good idea. This is a lot to take in. And I think you might need to process it a bit on your own at home before we talk about it further. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Great. That's good. Helen, how about you?
You think I'll listen to him?
You have every right to be angry, Helen. And we don't need to talk about this until you're ready. If you'd like, we can agree to wait till you come back next week.
No, I'm not coming back. I'm just tired of coming.
You know what? That is entirely up to you. No one's going to force you. If you and Jake decide you'd like to come back, I'd be really happy to help you talk through things. All right?
Then I'm going.
Thank you for doing this.
Of course. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
April 1st, Jake and Helen McCleary. Jake, Helen, welcome. I'm so glad to see you back this week.
We tried again.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm really proud of you both for coming in. So, what's been going on since we last spoke?
He left home.
Yeah, she kicked me out.
Well, Jake, you agreed to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you just decide you needed some space, Helen?
Well, I don't know what I was supposed to do, you know. Put him in a closet and shut the door on him.
Yes, well, unfortunately, there's no instruction manual for these kinds of things. You just have to do what feels right, and sometimes a little space can be helpful. Jake, how has it been being on your own?
Of course, it's a little rough, but I can't really complain about it.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear you've worked something out. It's going to be really hard in the beginning for both of you, but it'll get easier, and we'll keep working on things in here.
I hope so.
Yes, I know. And Helen, how about you? How have you been feeling?
I feel a little bit sorry for myself, to tell the truth about it. I thought that all day I was going to be able to quit crying. I just felt so ashamed of myself. Well, you know, that's odd.
What's odd, Helen?
Well, it wasn't my fault, you know. But I felt like it was.
Hmm.
Like maybe he was pushed or something. And I thought to myself, oh, if I ever had everything to do over, how different I would be. But, Jake, don't you ever touch me. You never touch me again, that is.
Jake, I think Helen might need some space right now to be angry. I know you were just trying to comfort her.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want him. I don't let him touch me anymore.
Okay. And why is that, Helen?
Because I figured, well, if he wants somebody else, let him have him.
But I never said...
Well, you didn't have to. This woman, I don't know who she is or where she is, but you should.
Look, Helen, I did something wrong, okay?
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're telling me something that I don't know.
It was a mistake.
Well, he'll do better, and he'll promise this, and he'll promise that. But I don't think he will.
Helen, it sounds like you're having a lot of trouble trusting Jake right now. Are you worried he's going to continue seeing other women?
Oh, let him go ahead and have all the women he wants. I don't care about that anymore. I don't have to have a man. I don't have to. I can do without sex and anything like that. And I'm going to take him as my income tax deduction. That's all.
I can hear a lot of anger behind your words, Helen.
Well, I married him because I wanted him. I wanted to get married. I loved him. But I don't think he loves me or anything.
I do.
Then why did you do the things you did?
I
don't commit adultery. And what I haven't put up with that woman. Well, you know, why don't you take that woman and go? You better go while you got a chance.
Is that really what you want?
Well, I don't know whether I wanted you or not.
April 8th, Jake and Helen McCleary.
If I ever get a chance, I'm going to cut his heart out.
Wow. Those are strong words, Helen.
Well, I'm one of those types that I always said that he'd never do it but once.
So, this isn't the first time that this has come up?
No,
What? Yes, it is.
I said no.
But...
Just a minute, Jake. Let's hear from Helen.
Well, there was one time about 8 years ago.
That was before we got married.
But we were still together.
Yeah.
But of course, you had slipped out quite a while before.
I know, but...
I never told you so, but I knew what happened.
What?
Jake, why don't you take credit?
Let's try to stay calm.
There's a plot.
Jake, I know this is difficult.
Just absolute mayhem.
You'll get a chance to tell your side of the story. I promise.
That doesn't help me much.
Just try to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen, if you could try to be pretty specific... That would be helpful.
Well, I tried to be, but...
Don't worry, Helen. Just start again. You were talking about an incident 8 years ago?
Well, I don't know too much about what went on. I don't think they were having sex or anything that way. At first. But he was with her a lot. And I was awful jealous.
Helen, who the heck was I with?
Well, her name was Mary.
Mary.
And he laughed.
I'm sorry. Who was Mary?
She was my secretary.
About as simple as it could be.
But, oh, man, she was no significance to me.
Oh?
Well, not like that.
Jake, I want you to tell me everything.
Look, Helen, I realize what it sounds like.
Well, then,
it wasn't quite...
Then what was it?
We didn't...
Now, be honest with me.
Helen, let's give Jake time to respond.
I want the whole truth.
Yes. So, well, she was a very friendly, open-hearted person, and I was very fond of her. And we were good friends.
Oh, boy, is that what you call it?
I wasn't involved with her.
Oh, that's her
sister.
It was her sister then.
What? Helen, let me explain it, okay? There was no relationship.
Well, what about the money?
That wasn't it.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
I found out that he had given her quite a lot of money.
Like I said, her sister was sick, okay? So...
Well, the money was just as much mine as...
You have no idea. Do you?
Well, what are you talking about?
She was... Well, she died.
Oh.
Yeah. She was pregnant and was looking for some out.
She was the one that killed herself?
Yes.
Golly.
So, it sounds like there was a misunderstanding here.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, I don't get it myself.
Can you say more, Helen?
Well, why is it that I have to wait so long to hear the truth about it?
I was still...
Why didn't you tell me then instead of telling me now? I've been getting all these rumors around here and all these lies about...
Helen?
I just can't believe that. That's...
Helen, you're right. I should have told you that before.
Yes, because I believe in that. I believe.
April 15th, Jake and Helen McCleary. So we've been talking quite a lot lately about the problems and challenges you're having in the marriage, but I thought it might be a good moment to step back and take a look at the history of the relationship and what brought you together. How do you feel about starting with that today?
It's all right with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. So, Jake, remind me. How long have you and Helen been together?
Let's see. What, about 5 or 6 years or so?
Well, we've been together almost 9 years.
Huh?
I said almost 9 years.
Okay.
And we married in 71.
That's right.
Okay. And how did you two meet?
I don't know. I go ask my boss.
Oh, that's nice.
You got any ideas?
You think you're so funny.
I don't remember the important things.
Well, Jake, I remember that as if it was just yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us?
All right. Well, we were in Hawaii at the time.
We were at a hotel there.
Yeah, we stayed in the same same motel. And we had the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
See, I really impress her when I tell her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that's something. The story.
Anyhow.
Yeah,
so that was where I met her.
Okay.
And I can remember I was out in the front and just saw somebody walking down the street. And I thought she was beautiful and confident and I was scared to death. And I walked over with trepidation, and I said,
Oh, God.
Go ahead. You can tell her about it.
Well, she said, what would you wish if you were queen for days? What would you wish for?
Now you can see the charm.
And what happened?
It didn't work.
No?
No, that was...
So I couldn't imagine what on earth he wanted. And people all around me was listening, you know. So I walked right past him as if I never seen him.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I just walked right by and not said a word.
Oh, no.
I just wasn't into that, you see.
Jake, it must have felt awful being rejected like that.
It was pretty bad, yeah. But, of course, being of my nature, I just didn't want to let go. So I said, this dumb...
He said, well, you changed your mind. He said it very strong.
Oh, God, I was scared.
And right then and there, I think it's one thing that made me fall for him. He's a very good businessman, you see.
Oh, yes, occasionally, except when I'm trying.
Well, anyway, I turned around and I said, oh, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah, the kind of hoity-toity.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, you know. We hit it off right off the bat.
Yes, we did. And at night, we went back to
we went out to the terrace.
Oh.
And just looked right out over the sea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was, that's the thing I remember most. The sand was just as white, and the water was just as blue, and the stars.
Yeah, oh, God, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. It was incredible. And, of course, Helen was just looked so beautiful, you know.
Did I?
Oh, yeah. I told you that before.
Helen, how does it feel to hear that?
Well, it was really nice. Yes, made me think of it, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to have a reminder sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, because, after so many years, you don't remember otherwise, you know.
Right. Maybe that's something both of you could work on, remembering to tell each other the good things. What do you think?
I'll do the best I can with it.
Yeah.
Great. That's a great start. And what was your experience of that night, Helen?
Well, we just sat there, neither one of us said a word, from midnight on to morning.
Wow.
And then the next day, he left town. And I thought that I'd never see him again.
Okay.
But then, about a couple weeks after that, he wrote me a letter. I still got the first letter he ever wrote me. And I forget what all he said, but he said, I'd like to see you, you know. And I had always wanted to go west. And I thought, well, why not? So the next morning, I put in everything I could in a big box. And went to California.
You went all the way there just to see him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a,
can you imagine?
Wow, that's quite a gesture.
Well, that's the way I work.
And Jake, what was your response?
Well, I was obviously flabbergasted, you know, when they came to the door, and there was Helen. And she says,
I said, oh, I'll see you again.
Yeah.
That was the way I answered. And I'll never forget the look on that man's face.
Yeah, that was...
So what happened after that?
Well, then she came in, and of course we got married and lived happily ever after. How's that?
Wow. That's a pretty incredible story.
Yes, it is.
And Helen, you must have been pretty in love to just pick up your life and show up at his door like that.
Well, I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I did like I did. Because in my own heart, I thought it was right.
And how did you know?
It was the way he always enjoyed life. He made me try to be as happy as I can from day to day, you know. And he was so good to me when we first met. He's good as gold to me when we first met.
That's right. Well, and me the opposite, going the other way.
That was always a happy time for us.
Yeah.
But I think we worked for about 2 years, maybe three. And we ended up here. But we did the best we could. We did the best we could.
April 22nd, Jake and Helen McCleary. Before we get started, I just wanted to quickly mention, I couldn't help but notice that you're sitting a little closer together today than you have been in a long time. How have things been going this past week?
Well, we talked quite a while.
Yeah,
we apologized for a lot of things.
Yeah.
It made it better.
That's great news. And have you been practicing communicating about the good things?
Well, that helped. I think that helped, too.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that. It's a good step. Well, let's just start.
And for the most part,
I can't go ahead and cope with that any longer.
What?
Oh, boy. You thought I wasn't smart enough to see.
To see? What do you mean, to see?
Oh, you're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
What the heck was I doing?
I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know what the heck.
Look it out yourself.
Helen, do you think you could explain what's going on? It seems like Jake's confused.
Well, I think he wanted me to shut my mouth.
You don't...
And then he made that face at me, and I thought he joked that.
I'm confused.
You can tell from his face that,
Helen?
Yes.
Do you see anything over there?
No. Oh, I don't know. What was it?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Well, I know. I can't.
Look at that.
What are you talking about?
She looked right out over the sound.
You know, that really isn't fair.
What?
Well,
How would you explain it?
I can't see it.
That's right.
But that's not my fault.
Okay.
And I don't.
Then,
and I don't like to be made fun of.
Well, think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it.
You know, you don't see. Okay.
Okay.
So, you're responding with all these delusions about my face. You don't.
I don't want.
You just don't have the right to say.
Well, I cannot see.
All right.
But I never.
So you maintain.
I don't. I can't see.
Yeah.
But I listen to people.
Well. Sometimes.
That's the best I can do.
You really don't know what you missed.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow, there's a lot going on here. Could we maybe step back for a minute and move a little more slowly? Jake, maybe you could start by talking a little bit about what got you upset, what it is you're reacting to.
Well, I do not like to be told that I did something that I just didn't do at all. And I was tired of getting punished for whatever I did.
So you felt punished?
Yeah. And I think she was obviously confused about, you know, about something that she claimed to see.
I objected to that.
He
was the one that was...
What?
Well, he thought I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, the way
but
you...
I know what he'd done, and I don't think it's fair, but what can you do? he claimed he didn't do wrong, but he did.
But I never even...
Yes, you did. He wanted to put me.
Oh, man.
And,
this is crazy.
I'm not crazy. She's it. I have never mistreated
back
him.
Back and forth.
And I don't understand why
forth.
He comes down here
back
and claims that I was
back and
there.
Forth.
Listen to that.
Guys,
well,
can we stop for
a minute? Why
Helen, can we stop?
You don't want to listen to me.
I don't know how to handle this.
I understand you're both really frustrated.
I've been saying it all night.
Can we try to sort through it? Let's hear from Jake. Can you tell us what's going on right now?
I don't know. I was, I was trying to tell her what happened, but it just gets to be such a mess. It's like nobody knows who's doing what to who.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really say one little cotton-picking thing without a lot of that aggression that I was talking about.
That was all my fault. I had no business.
That's not...
Helen, it seems like you're still really upset. Do we need to step back for a minute?
No, let him talk. Let him get it all out of the system.
Okay. Jake, do you think you can explain to Helen how you're feeling?
Well, maybe if I didn't have so many interruptions on it.
It works both ways.
But I don't think I'd be wasting my time.
Well, do you understand yet what it is that you did to upset your wife?
No, not really.
Well, maybe we should start there then. Helen, do you want to explain to him?
I think you pretty well know what you did.
I have no idea.
Well, I tell you. What he done, he...
Helen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you maybe try talking directly to your husband?
You know, we could hear each other.
Mm-hmm, I realize that. It's just that one of the things we're working on here is trying to learn to communicate with one another.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's a whole book. I could write a whole book of it.
Boy, I'm looking forward to
well,
this.
Well, now, would you be kind enough?
Go ahead. Whatever you want.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Helen.
Well, why should I? He won't listen to me. I don't dare to open my mouth because the more I say, the more he gets in the argument.
Okay.
And I don't...
Full ahead.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
So I think one thing that might help here, Helen, is if you can talk really specifically and talk directly to Jake. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And Jake, you really need to stop and listen to what your wife's trying to tell you. Do you think you can do that?
Yes, I do.
All right, Helen, go ahead. What would you like Jake to know?
Well, Pop, I want to ask you something.
All right.
Well, how would you feel if you went live? And someone was laughing and getting a kick out of it like that.
I was, I
because
was...
Because that kind of hurt, you know.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why you would do that. I don't understand it.
Jake, did you want to respond?
I don't know. I'm sorry for... I was just being a jerk.
Well, it sounds like this is something we should actually talk about. Up to this point, we haven't really given much attention to Helen's blindness and the way that it might have affected the relationship. Helen, what's going through your mind right now? Is there anything you'd like to say to your husband?
Oh, I don't know.
Take your time.
Sometimes I wonder, I worry about what you really think of me.
Helen, do you mean because of your blindness?
Yeah, with me being blind.
Well, it's kind of difficult to discuss. You know, you love people because of their characters and what they have to contribute to life you know, it's an increased burden in a lot of ways, but a willing burden.
Thank you, Jake. I know this isn't easy. Helen, how does it feel to hear that?
Well, I never thought of it quite that way, but I've always felt bad to think that I ruined his life.
What? That never even occurs to me.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think
no. That's just not the way I feel.
Oh, after so many years.
Look, Helen, that isn't the way it is, okay?
Would you like to say more?
It doesn't make any difference what I tell her. She's just...
Why don't you give it a try?
Well, you know, my relationship with Helen is not a simple thing, okay? But as far as I'm concerned, I've never regretted it a day in my life.
Wow. Helen, how does that make you feel?
Well, he said he loved me, and I believe that's true. But those things, they go way down deep, you know. And and I think that's the way we see them.
April 29th, Jake and Helen McCleary.
Now that was the most unhappy time that I think I ever went through.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how did you feel when it first started?
Well, it hit me kind of hard, you know. Your eye is supposed to be your whatever you call it. Anyway, the worse I got, the worse I got. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do anything about it. So,
That must have been so hard, Helen.
It was rough. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to get by with it.
And how did you cope in those early days?
Well, I depended on him for everything at first.
Okay. Like what kinds of things? Do you remember?
Oh, the helping at the store and taking care of myself and cooking.
Hmm.
Even just to go places, you know. So that made it hard.
Right. I can imagine it was hard on both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what you gonna do?
And Jake, what do you remember about that time?
I don't remember much. It was a very unpleasant thing, I guess. Maybe it's the reason I don't think about it.
Hmm.
But I can't tell her on her, I should, on her side.
That's okay. How about we talk about your experience? It sounds like it was a big change for you too. Even just in practical ways.
Yeah, that was a lot of pressure. It almost killed me being in charge of, well, it was like being the boss on a ship 8 hours a day. And you have to be very careful, you know. I can remember one time I was out mowing the lawn when I heard something, and I went out back to sea and just saw her going flying out the door.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, I had fallen on a step and hurt my hip.
Yeah, when I wasn't watching, you know, and that was a bad one.
So, did you feel like it was your fault that she fell?
Yeah, I guess so. So I had a lot more responsibility.
In the home, or?
Every place we went.
Okay. And what was it like to watch your wife go through this?
Oh, man, it scared the pajabers out of me. Yeah.
Do you want to tell your wife that, how you felt?
Helen? I was scared to death, and I was concerned about your, I'm an emotional slob.
Golly.
So.
It's all right, Jake. Just take a minute. These memories are obviously really painful. Helen, did you know your husband felt this way?
Well, that surprised me. I didn't realize that he was frightened.
I was scared.
Why didn't you tell me? You never tell me anything.
You're...
Calm down, Jake. It's all right.
Well, I was afraid that he would resent me. Because, I was different before.
Hmm. What do you mean?
I was strong. I was independent. I always tried to do on my own, you know. And I used to have plenty of friends, you know. But it isn't that. I'm just no good anymore.
Why do you say that?
Because I can't see. I can't get over that. I just sit around and feel sorry for myself most of the time. and I tried not to be a trouble, but I couldn't realize he would stay with me.
May 15th, Jake and Helen McCleary.
Yeah, I may be jumping a big deal, but Helen, I wanted to come home. I just think that...
I want a divorce.
What?
I said I want a divorce.
Helen, you don't, you're not saying...
I'm sorry, but it's not right.
Look, we had a lot of problems, okay? It's a little rough, but we're working on it. You know, we... We are two people who love each other. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, Jake, I don't know what to say. I never wanted a divorce, but we tried to be happy. I was never good enough. And I kind of always resented that, you know. It isn't fair.
Helen, you're my wife, okay?
Yeah.
You're.
I'm going to jump in here. This is obviously a really difficult conversation. And I just want to make sure you both have a chance to tell each other what you want.
Haven't you got anything better to offer?
Jake, I want you to behave yourself. You were just kind and...
I'm sorry for...
That's okay, Jake.
I didn't say...
I understand how frustrated you are, and... You know, I wish I could just snap my fingers and fix everything, but... Sometimes all we can do is listen to each other. So, Jake, can you tell Helen what you want right now?
I think I've made it clear that I want to stay or to come back because I...
Thank you, Jake. Let's just start with that for now. And Helen, could you tell Jake what you want?
I don't know how to explain it. I just feel better by myself. And I just don't see any reason for him to come back.
So what would you like to happen?
I want to split up.
That's only momentarily.
Well, Jake, I told my lawyer.
Your what?
I told the lawyer. I said...
That's great.
I said...
You know, the sad part is you never even...
Jake, it was hurting both of us.
Oh, you just left me.
If you want to drown, go ahead and drown. I'm not going with you.
Oh, my God.
You always wanted to leave me before. Why not now?
That's not true.
Maybe I'm dumb. I don't know.
I never said...
You cannot say that you never thought about it.
Once, twice... Okay,
Well then,
But I never did. And, right now I think it's right.
Well, I don't...
Helen, I think it's right.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is tricky. It sounds to me like you're both on really different pages right now.
Yeah.
Well, are you for it?
I'm sorry. Am I for what?
For divorce.
Well, my role here isn't to make that decision for you. It's to help you hear one another so you can decide for yourselves.
Are we so dumb that we have to...
Boy, this isn't going to work.
What do you mean, Jake?
Well, any idiot can see that we're heading for a bad ending. She sounds pretty darn confident and I don't know anything else that I can say that'll change it. And it's not a happy marriage, you know. Well, except for little glimmers of things scattered across time. I hope she will be taken care of.
You really care about Helen, don't you, Jake?
Yes.
Well, that's important for you both to remember. Is there anything you'd like to say to Helen before we finish?
Helen, it's been so hard between you and I for a long, long time. And it bothers me because... I just think they're great.
Yeah, I'd give anything on earth if we could move far away and just forget about it. I don't want to lose you, you know. But I don't see anything else we can do. I know we have to sooner or later.
Yeah.
Well, is that all, Douglas, now?
Yeah, I guess. All right, time is...
Could you state your names for the tape?
I'm Jake McCleary.
And your name?
I'm Helen.
Okay, and do I have permission to record our sessions?